This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, said a formal ceasefire agreement, which was due to expire at midnight in Sudan, would be extended for a further 72 hours, quote, in response to international, regional, and local calls, end quote. There was no immediate comment from the Army. Despite the extension and series of ceasefires secured by mediators, the sound of gunfire echoed in Khartoum on Sunday, in contrast to the cheery, chirping birds. Sudan's rival military forces accuse each other of fresh violations of the ceasefire. The deadly conflict rumbled on for a third week despite warnings of a slide towards catastrophic civil war. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded since a long simmering power struggle between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary RSF erupted into conflict on April 15th. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical supplies landed in Sudan to help hospitals devastated by more than 2 weeks of fighting between forces loyal to rival generals. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Sunday the supplies are enough to help treat more than 1,000 war wounded. A National Doctors Association said more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service because of a shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. Relatives and friends attended the funeral of two young members of the same family on Sunday killed as a result of a Russian strike in the central Ukrainian city of Uman. Dozens paid their respects for the victims in a small church near the site of the Friday attack. Ukraine's interior minister said two missiles slammed into the apartment building. This is VOA News. Canada's largest public strike is causing immigration issues for thousands. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
As Canada's largest strike by federal workers approaches its third week, thousands of people are in immigration limbo amid canceled hearings and stalled applications, which could make it harder for the country to compete for global talent as employers face a tight labor market. About 155,000 federal public servants have been on strike since April 19th. While wages are a primary sticking point, the union also wants remote work included in its collective agreement. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
With heat waves now arriving earlier linked to climate change, emergency officials are warning of the danger to older people, especially those who may not have air conditioning or if it goes out during power failures. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Last summer in the greater Phoenix area, there were 77 deaths overall, and most were linked to days of 99-degree heat. Researchers say people over age 60 are increasingly at risk of dying from heat-related causes. That's especially true for people of color. Most communities do offer cooling centers and pass out bottled water when the temperatures soar. But Dr. Aaron Bernstein at Harvard Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment says it's important people check on the elderly during heat waves, providing personalized attention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. regulators are trying to clinch a sale of First Republic Bank over the weekend, with roughly half a dozen banks bidding, sources said on Saturday, in what is likely to be the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Citizens Financial Group, Inc. and J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. are among bidders vying for First Republic in an auction process being run by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp., sources said. U.S. Bancorp was also among banks the FDIC had asked to submit a bid, according to Bloomberg. The FDIC process kicked off this week, three of these sources said. The bidders were asked to give non-binding offers by Friday and were studying First Republic's books over the weekend, one of the sources said.
And that was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A Texas sheriff says a fugitive accused of opening fire on his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting in his yard could be anywhere by now. Authorities have widened the search area for a man suspected of killing five of his neighbors near the U.S. city of Houston. The gunman has remained at large since the shooting Friday night. It happened near the town of Cleveland, about 45 miles north of Houston. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.